I think that there'll be little change here. It'll go up. It'll get a little cooler. It'll get a little warmer like it always has for millions of years. It'll get cooler. It'll get warmer. It's called weather.
Hey,
weather.
Yo, son, weather. The temperature rising.
Thank you for rocking with us. This is the Gentleman's Club, brought to you by Master Vice Taekwondo. We in the building. Am I doing that over again?
Nah, keep going.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for rocking with us. This is the Gentleman's Club. I am your co-host, Kick718. I got my man, Fate Uno, on the building. I got Rez on the boards. Talk to me. The shooter's out getting something to drink right now. He's a little upset. He's his feelings.
He's on a wet run.
Guys, what's going on? Talk to me. What are we doing this week?
We spent
the last hour and a half trying to get our ducks in a row.
Yeah.
But I'm going to give the floor to the big kahuna. He got some things he want to talk about.
We've been discussing a lot of administrative and bullshit.
What else is new?
We're financing.
No,
we did administrative, then we did bullshit, then we did more shit.
Absolutely.
And I forgot what we were at.
Listen, I tell you, what's good, Fate Uno? Talk to me, Fate Uno. What you got going on, brother? I heard you off tomorrow. You got some things you got to do. Some shit showing light, right?
We gotta go take care of child support.
You know what I mean? Yo, motherfucking child support, son. Real talk. Fuck that. Rez, talk to me, Rez. What's good, Papi? How's everything?
Listen, as of yesterday.
Oh, yesterday?
Yesterday,
the
bro.
The day before today, right?
Yes, right.
Talk about it. Let's go.
Fucking pissed off.
Why, B? What happened?
I love science, right? I love facts, and I love finding new shit.
All day.
To come find out that Trump is trying to say global warming is fake.
Yo, listen. Everybody before Al Gore said that that shit was fake. Are you going to educate us?
A little bit. I did a little bit of digging. I got some papers here.
Listen, before you go in.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to tell you about what the fuck is going on in my life. Not a whole lot of shit. So we're going to throw it back to Rez because he's going to educate us on some. What is it? Weather changing material. That's
climate,
just really sick.
Climate change.
Yo, listen, I can tell you one thing. I've been in Florida about 20 years. I'm originally from New York. And every year that I've been here, it's gotten hotter. Like, ridiculously.
Yeah.
And in the wintertime, maybe I'm going back like 5 years, we had iguanas falling off the trees because it was like negative like 30. We were pouring hot water on the iguanas to try to revive them. Unfortunately, the motherfuckers ain't make it. They not with us no more. God rest of death. But the point that I'm saying is like, it's a real thing. Like, anybody that's fucking around with this is ignorant to the fact that, do you know that before, I think 1970, the intercoastal stretched out a little more in Florida. Mm-hmm. There's pictures of what it really looked like to what it is now. It's maybe like 3 football fields shorter now than what it was in the 60s and 70s. But I think Rez is going to bring it home with what he's trying to say. Talk to me, Rez. What's good?
All right, so we'll bring out 10 facts, right?
Let's go.
Or 10 things that global warming can affect, right?
Okay, 10.
And we'll talk about a few of them, right? So we got the ecosystem extinction.
The ecosystem.
What did I say? Echo drive over there?
You're right.
I don't want, but
I want people to know how serious you are.
No.
You're passionate. Listen, Rez got about, he got about 7 pages of research. And I want to respect every single one of them, my dude. Let's go.
All right, I'll name them, then we'll talk.
Let's go.
All right? So one, we have the ecosystem.
Okay.
Two, we have rising sea levels.
Oh,
3, we have economic consequences, right? Now, these are all things people don't think about.
Absolutely.
War and conflict.
Okay.
You got diseases. You have droughts and heat waves.
Right.
You got storm activity.
God.
You got methane emissions.
Of course.
You got, again, the rising sea levels, melting glaciers.
Yes, sir.
In polar regions.
Right. So let me ask you something before you jump. The polar melting, Antarctica, the North and South Pole are melting.
Mm-hmm.
How important is that? What is that doing to the Sunshine State?
Well, it's doing to the world. Think about it like this. When you got a bucket of water and you put your foot in it,
okay,
water starts to rise, right?
Well, how much does it rise, though? Like, how much does it rise?
Well, look, we'll take it one step at a time.
Okay.
It rises enough.
Okay.
So think about it like this. It's going to rise enough in about, let's go, 50 years, let's give or take 50 years. So if you take all the water, right, and just into consideration the amount has risen, you could take London and flood London, completely sink London. That's concentrating all the floodwaters into one specific area. Okay. That's how serious it is.
Now, let me ask you something.
Yeah, go ahead. Remember, I'm no expert.
You're right. But, I know a little something, so I know enough.
Go ahead.
Now, London lies beneath sea level. So anytime they have bad swells, their underground tunnel system rises. Superstorm Sandy, I think, came through, and I'm from New York. It raised the level like 4 feet high in the fucking city. Manhattan was like 4 feet underwater.
But why do you think we're having more storms and more this and that, floods?
Yeah.
Because of the hotter weather.
Right.
You know, what does hurricanes and tornadoes thrive on? Difference between
warm temperature.
Cold and warm, right?
Right.
And they start to fuck around with each other.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Layman's terms. Now, that being said,
right,
you know, all these storms, all that shit, it has catastrophic effects on the economy.
Right.
So if we have more storms, more of this shit running over our lands, what that means is we have more damage, more money we got to put out, whatnot. Now, the heat is rising, right? So the ecosystem, extinctions, what does that mean? Well, think about this. I'll give you an example. Think about a butterfly, right? It's a stupid thing, right? It's a little butterfly that your kid likes to chase. Now, one certain butterfly might go extinct because why? Because these hot regions that used to be colder now are warmer, so these animals are migrating, or insects are migrating. Now they can live in these warmer areas, and now they're starting to eat insects and other animals that before there were non-existent predators to them.
Right,
now all of a sudden they're dying because you got all these fucking predators in their land.
So let me ask you this then. Pollinization. The bees, people are saying that the bees that cause pollinization,
they're very important.
Which is very important.
Very important.
Are dying.
Yep.
Right? So we're talking along the same lines that you're saying as far as certain animals going extinct.
Mm-hmm.
So Rez, tell me, like, what happens when they no longer can pollinize?
Well, here the butterfly effect, you know what I mean?
Absolutely.
You got things like that.
The wings of a butterfly, the wind of a butterfly cause tsunamis miles and miles and miles away.
Right.
Bring it home, Fred. How you feel about that?
No, I didn't know you were so schooled in this.
Oh, listen, I'm nice. I'm so nice. Listen, because you know what it is I'm a conspiracy theorist at heart, full body. Everything that they told us in school about the pilgrims, about slavery, about all of these things, I didn't find out later on that they were all bullshit. No disrespect to any of the teachers that ever taught me, but the things that none of the teachers explain why Kennedy's dead. One of the greatest presidents ever. It's really off subject, but what I'm bringing home with that is that if you don't educate yourself and alternative motives, the shit that the world feeds you is gonna fuck you up at the end of the day. Rez, please continue, dogs. Talk to me.
Now, listen.
Go.
So, we're talking about carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, right?
Rez, explain to the internet what carbon monoxide is.
Dioxide.
Wait.
Let me go through these things, right? Remember, I'm not an expert, so I can't speak on everything.
But you did some research.
You're good.
So I'm just gonna go through what I have, and then we can ask, and then see what we know.
Asking questions.
So you got carbon dioxide, right? Per parts per million.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's literally doubled. It's now 400 parts per million compared to, let's say, how many years ago? Like 50 years ago, it was 280 million parts per million. Right? 280 parts per million.
Okay.
Right? So if you look at the chart, right? You guys can see this chart?
Right? No, let's go.
See this chart? This is where it is now. This is where it was before. Look where it went down, right? And then, whoop, it shot up.
Let me ask you something. Rez, when it went down, what time in life was that when it went down?
Doesn't say. This is just, I'm just getting the current numbers.
Okay.
This is just current numbers. This is like a brainstorm of all the, you know, the different charts and stuff that's going on. Now, another thing, that's the parts per million carbon dioxide, which all know, if you keep it trapped, it gets real, real fucking hot real quick,
absolutely.
Right? Now, some people seem to think that, well, you know, all this heat can be trapped in our atmosphere, right? It's not real. It's fake. According to Trump, he said that the Chinese created this global warming to stop the manufacturing. What the fuck? Yeah. What the fuck does that got to do with anything?
So President Trump, what are the Chinese?
Look at his Twitter. Look at his tweet right there.
This is a tweet from Donald J. Trump, the president-elect of the United States.
No, now he's officially the president.
Okay, he's officially the president. So, the concept of global warming was created by and for the Chinese in order to make U.S. manufacturing non-competitive. Somebody please explain that to me. I'm pretty fucking smart, but what he just said there is pretty fucking stupid. I'm going to tell you why before anybody says anything. The Chinese have been complaining that they cannot go out for the past month to 2 to even 3 months because there's so much smog in their atmosphere that to breathe it scares them. It's one of the biggest and the most densest producers of smog in the country.
Well, it's called the brown cloud, right? They have the brown in Hong Kong.
It might be called that. Please somebody rectify that. Pause if that's even correct. But explain to me how the fuck that makes sense, Mr. Trump. How you feel about that? What you know about that? Explain that to me, dog.
Yeah.
Like climate change. So let's ask guys so I can show. Yo, my man Fade is so lit.
All I gotta say.
Take over. Go.
Listen.
No, we in there right now.
Listen.
Keep going, right?
One of the
going.
Things, by they think that by 2050, right, they estimate
right?
that by 2050,
right?
A quarter of animals can go extinct on Earth. Right. Why?
Right.
Well, listen, if the heat's rising, that gives us a shitty time. It's real shitty to try to grow crops and all this agriculture, right?
Okay.
So they're going to have a real tough time supplying food for the world, right?
Right.
They estimate by the time 2050 hits, we'll have about 8 billion people on this Earth. We're only getting bigger.
Okay. Let me ask you something with that, though. Because with that comes
war and conflict, which is another subject.
Well, beside that, certain people believe in population control. You would know about that. Mm. So the goal of the people that believe in population control is to keep it at 500 million. Yes?
Yeah.
So that's an accurate figure. Anybody that has any questions about that, I would say to check out the Georgia Guidestones. Oh, bye. If you haven't, Rez, definitely check that out. They believe in having the population of the world at 500 million. That means that about 45% of the rest of us gotta go bye bye. So it strikes a nerve.
That would be like 45% of China that have like 1.7 billion.
Then
there's like 7 billion right now
in the world. Like
this is like worldwide. Like there's only like 400 million people worldwide after what they want to do.
Oh, okay.
So continue. But what I'm saying is that there's people in this world that believe in population control that don't want to see us at 8 billion people in this planet because they're saying that it's not going to be enough. So some of us has got to go, even if we are American, even if we are wealthy, even if we are the cream of the crop, even if we're the poorest, even if we're newborns, somebody's got to go because 500 million people got to make the list. Continue.
So this is Trump's thing, right?
Okay.
He's saying, you know, global warming is fake. The Chinese made it up, right? So then you got NASA, right? For example, they're posting these charts and they're trying to put all these facts out, right?
Can you tell me what NASA stands for? NASA to me.
I thought he was.
No, he's fucking with you. NASA to me means never a straight answer. NASA has never been able to give anybody hard, cold evidence on what it is that they're saying. They can, in my opinion, in the research.
You're just about to contradict their research.
I'm absolutely going to do all of that.
Oh, right.
Every time they've put stuff out to try to research, because they can't officially say, ladies and gentlemen, there are aliens, there is a 7th, a 8th, a 9th, a 10th, 11th planet, there is a counteract to the sun. We don't know what the fuck is going on. There's 2 tons of...
You're not glad you brought that up.
There's 2 tons of space trash. And every time you look at a picture of the globe of the Earth, You can't see none of that shit. How the fuck is that possible? All
right, now, go ahead. Everybody's like, oh, the government can make up their own shit, right? So we can't trust NASA because they're a government agency, right? For any other reports, any other studies, right?
Okay.
We can't support any state or college universities.
Yeah, listen, my shooter.
Hey, look at the beers here.
My shooter came through with a 12-pack with gun in it. Good fucking night. My guy's in the building. Ladies and gentlemen, the shooter is in the building. Shooter was really good.
Chillin', man.
All right, what's poppin'? You good? You back to normal?
No, I'm good.
Your vice, baby? You good? You got that monkey off your back yet?
I need some peanuts right now.
Oh, you right, pulling a penis that he needs.
Yo, so Kicks, back to your thing, right? About the whole NASA and their fake data and whatnot. So a lot of people are saying, oh, they're doing it for money.
Okay.
They want more government funding.
Okay,
no way. So I said, all right, let's take it to the next best. What about colleges and universities?
Okay.
Oh, you can't trust the state colleges and universities because they're all owned and ran by the government, right? Okay. So I took it two steps. Stanford University or this Harvard University mean anything to anybody?
Absolutely.
Those are
not
private universities considered to be kind of top in the world, right?
Okay, right.
So with their So with their research, be considered valid data?
What are we talking about?
Or are we still? What?
Yo, we politicking.
Yeah, you
some heavy shit.
Yeah,
shooter, listen, ladies and gentlemen, the shooter doesn't give two fucks about none of this. The shooter lives his life one bullet at a time. I promise you, I've known this man almost 20 years of my fucking life. It's a privilege. He's the godfather to my fucking daughter. My God, he really knows some things, but this is not the thing that he don't care about. None
I know
of
them things.
He want to live his life day to day as it should be. And I think that most people should try to enjoy their lives every day as best as possible. At the end of the day, to find happiness is the most
nice
important shit that anybody can find. Perez, keep going. Talk to me.
So a lot of people try to say, you know, that NASA's not credible. Their government ran.
Okay.
The state colleges,
fuck
all that,
NASA,
you know.
All of that shit.
You know, anything government, right? It's all controlled.
No, not everything government.
No. This is what people are saying, right? So I went ahead. All right, let me find something else that's nothing related to the government. That's private universities.
Okay.
Private. All private. Stanford and Stanford University and Harvard University. All have research. Stanford were trying to debunk the hiatus that global warming is on a pause. They were like, okay, so you're saying research.
I'm sorry,
go ahead, what?
Who said that global warming was on a pause?
It says they're just saying that there was a study. They weren't putting people's names out there, right?
I don't want names because I'm Illuminati. Shit! The shooter said the Illuminati want my mind, soul, and my body. Fuck what you heard. They're not getting none of that shit. Rest going.
But anyways, so you know they're like, okay, you want to say global warming is not real? All right, let's do all the fact finding. Let's prove that it's real and let's prove it so it sticks.
Okay.
So guess what? Stanford debunked it. It's real.
Let's go.
Then Harvard want to do their own research. You
let's
know what?
Let's go. Harvard.
What is the effect of global warming? That's when the food crop came in.
Oh.
It's a threat to our food. Why? Because hotter weather's shitty land to farm.
Let's talk about that company called The Seeds.
The Doomsday Seed.
On the left.
I guess. What is that?
Okay, so what it is nations have come together and they've made a bunker for seeds. Only seeds.
Oh, I know exactly what you're talking about.
They store it in about 40 below weather, right? Yeah, you right. Fuck yourself, then shooter.
They're like
they're
like almost in stasis, almost.
You right. So
their own version of stasis.
Let's talk about that. But I'm saying, let's really talk about that. Yeah. So what happens is
no, that's to preserve all plants.
No, it's really not to preserve none of that shit.
You talking about where the seeds are stored?
No, that's different.
Oh, what are you guys talking about?
So hold on, because we jumped.
Yeah, you jumped. I'm sorry. I know you jumped. My bad.
I said to him, the seed, basically the doomsday seed bin, right? Mm-hmm. So it's in Sweden. It's in a neutral country to wars, to any kind of stuff. Basically, it's 40 feet under the ground, and they have seeds of all types from the world.
Right.
And this is basically meant for when the day that the earth kicks over, this is our plan B, so we can replant growth and try to get by as best as possible.
So they got Ralph Lauren seeds?
They got Ralph Lauren seeds. They got Ralphie. It's now Ralphie though.
So you know, over X amount of years,
okay,
I don't know if you guys knew this, the poles switch.
Right.
So north becomes south, south becomes north.
But when you say the poles, you have to say the magnetism in the earth, the magnetic
pole.
Yes,
you're right. You're absolutely
switch.
Right. The magnetic pole switch.
Right.
So north is south, south is north.
Right.
And what generally happens? You guys know what generally happens when this comes in? I know. And the shift doesn't occur.
What happens when this takes place?
Generally, what follows it?
The ground basically starts
I
to switch.
I thought I was a nerd.
No, listen here. I'm a rapper,
bro.
Baby, I know shit. The ground starts to displace. You get ground motion. You get where everything on the left turns over to the right and vice versa.
So let's.
And this really happens. But you gotta understand something. This is the shit that people do not understand. It's not locker room rhetoric. Like, this is real shit that's happening.
Hey, like
grabbing him in the pussy. Like, you can't grab the earth in the pussy. Because I try to grab the earth in the pussy.
That's a big whopper right there.
And
that's, right
and
there,
that's a big whopper. The shooter in the building.
That's a big
shooter,
whopper,
talk to me. I need some ignorant shit real quick.
Ignorant shit.
Talk to me.
What's up with fuck Trump?
Oh, let's go. My man, yeah, talk to me.
What do you want to know about?
Hold on. Everything that we said on hold with that.
No, I'm good with this.
You helping him build that wall? It's 20 billion, my dude. What's good?
And Mexico's gonna pay for it.
Oh, y'all know how that works,
Mexico's
right?
Mexico's paying for it?
No. Do you know how that money works?
They're gonna send them the bill afterwards.
No. Let me explain to you how it works. I did research on this back in the day.
Give me your fucking nuggets, man.
You right. Oh.
There's no nuggets.
Ain't no nuggets.
Someone's gotta get nuggets.
He ate my nuggets.
I hate my nuggets.
We banged them out before, but you took too long.
Listen.
You should have not drank that at OE and come.
Nigga, I want food, nigga.
Yeah.
Some chips
on.
Hey,
you right?
All right. So people are like, Mexico's not gonna pay us that money. No. That's not how it works. The way it works is this: the U.S. goes, listen, Mexico, and to help your economy, we're gonna buy $200 billion worth of this kind of materials, right?
Okay.
A little bit of this, a little bit of that. It'll add up to $200 billion. So that means they're putting $200 billion into the economy. So the way they're gonna get $20 billion from Mexico is, listen, fuckers, instead of buying $200 billion. We're going to buy $180 billion. That $20 billion that we would have given to you, we're going to use it for the wall. That's how we get the money. See, a lot of people go, oh, my God, Mexicans, where are they going to give us the money? No. Anytime they say that, oh, we're giving this to a country, or no. 99% of the time is we're buying in assets from from that country.
Right.
We're putting money into their government / economy.
But in the same token that you just said, remember that our debt supersedes Canada's, ours, and Mexico's, all placed in the one. So when we basically have been rented, because half of China owns about 28-30% of our debt, and we're in the trillions. So we're playing chess. Well, our queen ain't even secure, or is it the king?
You know what country other
than either one, the asshole.
You fucking both.
You know it could be worse.
That's my guy. He's so fucking reckless.
Either one could get it.
God damn it!
You know what country is in a worse situation for than us per capita?
Greece.
Fuck yeah, my nigga. Fucking Greece,
come
man.
Come on with it, dog.
Listen.
And before them, Haiti. The second, maybe even third poorest country in the Western Hemisphere. There's nobody poorer than fucking Haiti right now.
Why you think?
Nah, but we're talking about Western.
Western.
After the earthquake, they were not they did not recoup. Their fucking capital is out of a fucking plastic tent somewhere in the middle of Haiti.
You know where Haiti went wrong? You know, back in the days, Haiti was a superpower in the Caribbean. Mm. Superpower. But you know what happened? They got stuck.
Where the fucking Dominicans took over?
Listen.
I'm Dominican, baby.
They got.
Pero
con coco. Pero con coco.
Listen.
Yeah, damn.
A lot of my Haitian friends and a lot of what I've heard, you know, it's not a fact or whatever. This is just from what I've heard, you know, like it's just like assuming, so make an ass out of me.
Yeah, was that
they were stuck on their old ways. We were powerful. We're the biggest nation. They never kept up with the curve. You know, shit started to change. Hey, where are you going? You're going to fall off the earth.
Is that before
but guess what?
Or after?
This is the downfall.
So, La Pinta, La Pinga, and La Virgen Maria.
The guy.
Christopher Columbus?
The guy in the...
Oh.
The guy in the... Hold on.
Oh, he's talking about Ventura, right?
No. I know what you're talking about.
Is it Ventura the president or the
Ventura, what's his name?
Omega.
No.
El General?
No, he's talking about the president. El Soldo. Or the blind man.
You know the guy.
Hold on, man.
You know the guy. What was his name?
No era Peñago.
Stevie Wonder?
Peña Sasso. Es que lo que...
Jose no, Feliciano. Hold
on. Wait, you gotta know the guy's name.
I know who you're talking about, the president, nigga.
Frutillo, no.
Trujillo.
Was it before Trujillo or after? Because I know that when Trujillo came into office,
because Frutillo,
he fucked everybody. Frutillo.
Yo, I've never been to Trujillo Alto.
You right? Oh. Are you right?
Talk to me, man. Talk to me, man.
I've
been to Hormiguero.
Puerto Rico, bro.
So, what the fuck were we at?
We're talking about.
Y'all gotta give me topics to talk about and research that y'all actually interested. That can involve this motherfucker.
We're talking about.
Before he shoots me.
No, it's okay.
The climate change.
He's eating a cup. It's not okay.
The shooter's going through things. Ladies and gentlemen, we're not gonna focus on the shooter.
Yeah, don't focus
the
on
shooter
me.
The shooter right now in this present moment is off the fucking hook.
You got a paperclip in that desk?
Yeah. That'll work.
We were talking about climate change.
Mm-hmm.
We were talking about how Trump says that it's bullshit. Please elaborate.
You know, okay, listen. I voted for Trump. I admit it, right?
I don't agree
with what he's doing now. This is why I voted for Trump. He is not a fucking politician, but he is a great businessman. Wait, now,
can I say this?
Go ahead. This is my opinion, so.
No, of course, but. He's a better bullshitter than he is a businessman. And that's what, because I didn't vote for him. I voted for Hillary, her body. I'd rather vote for a liar than a dumbass. But you voted for
this is why I voted for him.
Talk to me.
Listen, our country is in debt, right?
Right. How many trillion?
A lot of them. Too many to count.
3.8 trillion.
Right? So I think he's a good businessman for our country. Hillary, for me, was too much of a crook.
Okay.
While she's got a good, you know, maybe a political career, I just didn't.
Hillary,
you know what? And I wanted her originally not just because. One, she was a woman. Uh-huh. Two, she had the last name Clinton.
Hillary,
I don't know. Something about Clinton just makes you want to vote for them.
Don't matter. Go.
But I withdrew my vote mentally, and then I voted for Trump.
Right, bro.
Yo, the shooter, listen, I said Hillary got the fat pussy. Honestly, straight up and down, she got a fat.
Yo, she probably got more hair than you got chin hair, bro.
I hope so. Oh, you see that? Ladies and gentlemen,
no,
listen,
no.
I got her body.
This went south, like.
It really did it. It really did it. The fact that he's choking makes everything all the worth it.
La vejiga.
Obama. Oh, Hillary, you feel that, Hillary? I know you feel it, Hillary.
No,
that was just his tongue. Bill Clinton is the fucking man. Her body, red. Talk
about it. What are we talking about?
We were talking. This is why I'm bringing it home. We're sticking to the subjects. You chose Trump over Hillary for a reason. Not because she had the fatter pussy.
So, wait. I know what we're talking about. Okay.
We ain't climate change. Go.
We're going back to why I think he said that, right?
Go.
This whole global warming thing. Okay. Now, this whole pipeline he's doing is going to hurt this and that, but...
It's not?
You know what I think he's doing?
What happened?
Listen, if you put propaganda out saying that, hey, this shit is not worth it, blah, 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 I'm taking funding from you, and we're doing this business even though it's causing more emissions, and it's causing our atmosphere to get hotter, and blah, 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 he's technically putting more money into the economy, technically getting us more jobs, technically trying to get us out of debt. So I think he's doing a bad thing to try to do a good thing. However, he's doing a bad thing that I don't agree with to do a good thing. You got what I'm saying? Now, if we're gonna kill some fucking I'll be straight. If we're gonna kill some fucking drug dealers and some fucking mafiosos and all this shit to do the good things, I might look the other way.
Okay.
But if we're talking about not our generation, none of us are gonna fucking suffer from this global warming. We're talking about our grandkids, kids after that. Now, people are like, fuck it, we're gonna be dead. Those people are fucking stuck up, fucking selfish motherfuckers. I want the fucking future to have something.
Now, let me ask you something. You make a great point, and the thing that I want the internet to understand is that Rez is about 10 years younger than all of us, right? So the thing that's really happening is that Trump is gonna essentially, that pipeline is gonna poison them Indian people, the American natives.
Okay.
Right? And they stopped him the first time because Obama said, okay, you guys overpowered it.
Thanks,
Trump. Trump said, fuck it, let's go. We're gonna go get it all the way, right? Oh, all right, crack that. SS3. Now, that's a, he's funding the business off the back of the people, off of the land of the people, right? Joel, you're a family man. Now, if it was your family on the line, you'd do everything possible.
Yeah, I wouldn't want that shit.
Make sure never to happen on your fucking bloodline.
Exactly. So I wouldn't want that shit to happen, man.
Yo, just paying out the rest.
Y'all niggas spitting this?
Hell, man.
Not, nigga, you were the last one to drink out of it.
I might have.
I'm quick.
Yo, so what I'm saying to you is this. It's like, it's really okay for you, for him to be like, yo, we're going to continue that pipeline. We're going to fuck their water line up. Nobody of lighter pigmentation on this table, right? Not the shooter, not you, not him. Not anybody in this country is more valuable than poisoning water for you to slowly die. The people in Michigan were having problems with that. You could light their fucking water. They would turn the faucet, they would light that shit, and that shit would burn.
What was that shit called? Soil water?
It was fucked up. It had metal in it, man. It had that shit that, like, really, like, they were getting sick. It was lead poisoning.
Lead. Yeah.
So we're gonna lead poison the natives of that land for what? For a fucking pipeline to run from Canada to the United States? How fucking wealthy are we? Listen, we have Air Force bases, we have Army bases, we have military functions in every fucking country of the world. So America's really not hurting. We never really hurt.
No, we
got more money than a motherfucker because we don't only use everybody else's money, but we have millions and billions and trillions of our own gold that we have for credit. So how the fuck are you gonna, how does it make sense to wipe out a small percentage of people because you want more money to come in? You're getting tax breaks off of that? Like, what's really good with that? You understand what I'm saying?
Well, speaking of tax breaks,
but that's the whole thing with the pipeline thing. That's why it's so. Have you seen what these people get treated like? They've been fucking tased. They've been watered in like negative 34 degrees weather. How the fuck does that make sense to anybody? We are fighters. We are revolutionary fighters. We come from a state of mind where we were 90s babies. We listen to hip hop. The fucking man trying to oppress us. And we said, fuck that. We not getting oppressed. We're going to make our own records. We're going to make our own fuck music. We're going to do all this. And they're going to fucking bodyguard us. Because we're going to be that fucking good. You mean to tell me that the world is turning on people that protect the earth?
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what it really comes down to.
Yeah.
I respect everything. I respect business. Because, like we do this essentially for business. We trying to monetize it. Let's keep that real fucking funky.
Now, talking about business.
Let's go.
So, listen, this motherfucker does that bad thing, but this is what he's doing good. So, he's taking businesses, right? And he's like, look, okay, I'm going to drop the business tax, right? So, the purpose of this, people are, oh, my God, why are we dropping business tax? We're going to lose money. Well, think about it like this, right? Listen. Think about it like this. You drop the business tax, you add one or two more employees.
You right?
Right? You add one or two employees, you're taking taxes out of the paycheck. Well, we're still not making up. Okay, so now you got one or two employees that now were unemployed, now are employed, and guess what? They're out there buying this, buying that, and guess what? They're paying taxes on that.
You're right.
You know what I mean? So that's how he makes the money back. He's providing the jobs, it's providing the opportunity for a job, and it's also providing the opportunity for taxes to come in.
Yes.
You see what I'm saying? So it's like the child, like, damn, you have this kid, right? Or you have this friend, right? Or let's go with the kid instance, right? Man, my kid, this isn't that. He does this fucking stupid thing, right? But guess what? You wake up, your house is clean, he took out the trash, he did this and that. He goes, he's such a good boy, homework is done, this and that. Then, later on that night, this motherfucker gets a fucking fight at school. He's like, este cabrón is doing it again.
Okay.
That's Donald Trump. He's the fucking kid you never wanted.
Okay.
He's doing good thing one time, a bad thing in the other. He's like, hey, he saved the world. Oh, he fucked this country. You know, it's good and bad.
Everybody that voted for him never thought that he would halt government pay. He's halted government pay.
That money's for Pakistan that Obama was trying to send out, he put up. Orale!
I'm not even talking
about
that. Listen, America has always given money to the Middle East, to South America, to everything. Osama bin Laden was a CIA agent. There was
informant, yeah, he's
checks.
An informant.
There was checks in his fucking town, bin Laden.
Yeah, his family was living here when this whole terrorist 9/11 was happening.
But
they got out of here real quick, though.
They were the only family in the air in 9/11. When that happened, the U.S. gave them, they said, everybody need to get on the plane, get the fuck out of this country. So what I'm saying is it's all meant never for the population. It's always what's good for business. When you go to war, shooter, what happens when you go to war? You need artillery, dogs. Why you need artillery? What's artillery? Because it's business. Because you need bullets to shoot at motherfuckers. It's always been that way, and it'll always be that way. In World War II, what happened to all the Japanese Americans? The American Japanese or American Japanese, however you want to say.
They had their own version of a concentration camp.
They were in boot camps for fucking months at a time. Why? Because they were Japanese, and you can't trust a Jap? You can't dress a jet because that nigga just bombed Pearl Harbor, so you got to put his motherfucking ass on ice. What happens then?
Damn.
Okay, 9/11 comes,
true.
Right?
It's
9/11
true.
Comes. It was a bunch of sheiks. Motherfuckers, they blew up. Digga, they blew up.
No, but that nigga's right. He's right.
True. They blew up. Y'all motherfuckers can't tell me that shit was an inside job. I got a guy that works for the U.S. government. And was like, yo, them niggas really killed Osama bin Laden.
Hey.
Why did the Transformers...
Look.
Get him. Why did the Transformers make the same death for Megatron?
Yo, Kicks.
They buried him in the fucking...
Yo, Kicks, listen to this, right? Yo, listen.
Because it's really...
Listen. People don't want to admit it, but look, I'm going to put all these situations. Listen to my examples, right? Yo, look at that black dude with the hoodie.
Okay.
Yo, he's sagging his pants. He's coming my way. You're going to grab your pants. You might go inside your car, right?
7 years.
Right? Yo, you're sitting at your job. Oh, shit. Look at these white guys in business. Some shit. There goes a white man and tell me what to do.
Oh.
Boom. Okay. You're at the airport. Yo, look at that guy. Yo, you think he's a terrorist?
Now, the one that shot everybody in Hollywood Boulevard?
It's Taylor.
You had to be a Puerto Rican guy. God damn. You motherfucking Puerto Rican dudes is crazy. Keep going, Rez.
Right? These are all stereotypes, right? We're stereotyping. Yo, look at that Indian dude. Yo, he's got to be good with fucking technology, right? But here's what it is. We all do it in our mind. We do it with our friends and family. But here's the thing. You never do it in front of that person. Why?
I do. Say I don't.
You're right.
Say I don't.
You waiting
for the story? Why don't we do it? Because we all have a little bit of, like, what? What do we have a little bit of?
I don't have no respect. I can eat it.
It's not respect.
It's not. What is it?
We have a little bit of self-conscious, right? It's like, yo.
Okay.
Really yo, we're going to kick you, this and that.
Self-control,
right?
You ever felt?
Right?
Okay.
But now we have a president that doesn't have that.
Okay. He doesn't have self-control.
Right?
But why? Well, he don't have self-control.
I don't know. Why doesn't he have self-control?
Because he's never had self-control.
Right.
He threw away businesses after business after business, came back and made his billions. He don't have to apologize to nobody. They had him on fucking camera saying, I'm grabbing bitches by their pussy. I'm trying to fuck them in their mouth and everything. And all he got was an electoral vote to be a fucking president.
Yeah, he got the electoral college.
That means Howard Stern, that means Kick 718 in the building could be the next fucking president. Because I tell the bitch real quick, fuck me in the belly button, and I'm trying to pee all over you after all of that. I promise you, I will make it worth your fucking while. Let me confetti. I'll throw fucking Honey Nut Cheerios.
Listen,
I'm health conscientious. I'll throw Cheerios at you while I'm trying to pee.
You got to do the oatmeal. You got the oatmeal.
Do the oatmeal?
The oatmeal so quick.
Guacamole. My mother called it guacamole. I'm calling it guacamole. I'm doing guacamole. Nutella? Let's go Nutella, dog.
No, it's hard. That's it's really pegajoso. It gets sticky,
you're
man.
Right. It gets fucked. It don't. It ain't. It's coming out of me. So it ain't even matter. It's
un polvito, pero un nigga, you good.
Yo,
I'm gonna take this in a different direction, right? I'm gonna take this in a different direction. I'm gonna get out the politics, the Trump, the this and that. I'm gonna throw y'all a curveball.
Talk about sex.
What do y'all think about converting a car into an electric car?
What the hell?
That's the best idea in the world.
No.
You right? Look, I was thinking, right? I'll get to why. Look. My fucking truck, I've dumped almost $2,000 into my truck to try to fix it, right? A fucking Ford Explorer, right?
Old piece of shit. You Puerto Rican for the record, though.
I did technically break shit on.
So that means that's a lot of money.
No, y'all do that for fun. No, aside.
I had help from a Dominican breaking shit in that truck. I wasn't alone in this.
You had help from Obama.
With Dominican.
If I remember right, we punctured the radiator. I don't know who was there that day, though.
I punctured, not you. Not we. I
punctured. We might have been doing drunks mechanics that day.
Yeah, you're right.
I might have gotten rust in my eye.
We were that Puerto Rican Dominican in the corner of the Bronx.
Yo.
In the Bronx, that gas station.
I got a son on that. Pon un tape ahí, viejo.
Yo.
Échale gas.
Fucking shooter's fist looked like he got in a fist fight with fucking Edward Scissorhands.
You
got in a fight with a fucking radiator, bro. It's all cut up. That nigga was all cut up.
I was trying to fucking unloosen the radiator and shit.
He was trying to loosen the tension pulley? And then, I don't know what the fuck happened. I was too drunk. Next thing you know, you're...
You left. My nigga, you left to go get beers. The ratchet thing went down in between the...
I was not drinking and driving. I was driving and drinking.
You
different.
You right.
So, that happened.
Listen, I'm not getting off topic. You had a lot to say. Keep fucking going.
No. I'm good for now. Let's switch the subject.
You're not good for now.
Well, what else are we going to want to talk about?
So let's talk about this.
There's a pencil inside the beer, you realize.
Absolutely. So, Ralph Lauren, I'm a polo fan, right?
He's thinking and drinking.
I'm a polo fan.
I'm
not a low head.
Are you a feeler fan?
Nah, I'm definitely not. I feel my own cop.
I used to rock the feeler. It was wrong feeler.
Feeler?
That was the poor man's special back in the day.
Feeler had a special following that never needed Nike, never needed Reebok.
Yeah, I had the white following.
If you had feeler, you was official tissue. So, I heard through the grapevine, my man Dallas Penn. Salute the internet. Salute them. Salute my man GC, Dallas Penn.
Yo, big
Premium
up.
Pete. Yo, listen, salute all my guys. I heard that Champion was coming back with the multicolored swag to match multicolored shit.
They have to, though.
How hard is that?
They have to, man.
Shooter, you've been a guy that's never been about the fashion. You was fucking with that Ralph Lauren shit.
You fucking
talk to me. Talk to me, shooter. Let's go.
In Spanish, I'm going to put it like this. El tipo me dio una fiebre with the LR, with the RL.
He caught that. Get that camera right there.
In other words,
move that bottle out the way.
This nigga gave me the fucking the Ralph Lauren
fuck your life. Yo, let's go. Get the shooter in there.
What up?
Bang. Bang.
Deuces.
All day. Talk to me.
So anyways, I'm fucking.
We went in with Ralph Lauren.
This nigga right here. Getting the fucking the heebie-jeebies, the fucking fever, man.
Yo.
I can't go into a store or a Ralph Lauren store.
Get that Ralph. It's not Ralphie. It don't matter. The quality's better. Let's go, shooter.
So, long story short, you guys heard the story earlier. I'm not gonna repeat it because I'm tired of repeating
you
it.
You right?
The shit was funny, yo. You marked yourself on top. It's not like another.
Hey, oh, he's doing the cura thing over there.
You heard that. My God, the red shooter. So I'm going to tell you the story real quick. We're going to dumb that shit down. Put that bottle on real quick. So my man, the shooter, went to Marshall's. He got a Ralph Lauren jacket. And he said, I'm debating because it's $600 and some change, but I'm going to get for $130. And he said, that's the come up. Let's go get it. He took it home. He had that ill shit. And when he showed his people, one pocket was bent to the right, and his dad was like, "Ah, you a sucker! you a sucker, because you got the wrong shit. So he was like, hey, are you right? So he said, let me hit kicks up. So he, oh, you get that barbecue sauce?
Kanji barbecue sauce.
Oh, it's that tangy swag. How about him Swahili, dogs? You see my hair.
Swahili, careful. You know he's from Swaziland.
That's on my bucket list.
This nigga's from Swaziland.
It's the BX.
Real talk. You know that if you look my name up in the U.S. system, it says I'm from fucking Swaziland.
Are you right?
Yo, his birth certificate said this nigga's from Swaziland.
Yo, get it. South Africa. He a bird. The shooter's a bird.
I might be a prince, my nigga.
You really not a prince.
We might be doing all this for nothing.
I'm going in. You know what? I'm fucking.
He's prince of the finger.
I'm proving it that nigga. I'm the fucking man. He's prince of the finger. Bring that shit this way. Hold me down for fucking 3 minutes. Oh. So the shooter said to his parents, oh, I got this jacket in the fucking pocket. The nipple's crooked. His daddy was like, hey, you a bitch, nigga. That's what you get for buying from Marshalls. He hit the guard up. He said, yo, Kicks, listen, da-da-da-da-da. And I said, send me the serial number. I'm going to show you what's right. I came back. I showed him the right. It was meant to be that way. His nipple needed to hang it off. It needed to hang it off to the side.
It was a crooked pocket.
It was a crooked chicken wing. It was like, I'm going this way. Look at him and tell the rest. Tell the rest.
I threw that shit back in their face, and they were like,
no, but tell them, tell them.
Yo, I went back in, they were like, oh, that's what you got. Look. They're like, yo, it's a good...
Point this way. Oh, shit.
After everything was close.
I'm going, baby. I'll see you, baby. Working that ass. Is it shaking that ass? One of the two.
Long story short, it backfired. It backfired and it came out in my face.
I'm busting. Yo, listen. Straight up and down, I'm busting a pipe. Yo, this is my ghost. Fucking Raekwon. Fuck with it if you want to.
Let's do it.
Yo, listen. This is old dirty bastard right here. Yeah, we doing that shit. Yo, it's kind of nice.
Nigga, that's smooth, nigga.
It's smooth? How about it, smooth? Oh my
god. Thank you, Poppy.
You owe you Sky Swag. Sky Swag. Yo, look at this fucking. Get my man fade over it. Make sure you get him. He's a priest. He's a priest.
You can't put boots on, though, so I'm sorry.
I don't want
to move back. Put Vaseline in this shit, nigga.
Yo, cheer, my niggas.
That we've been lied to.
I'm not a follow.
Listen, I was into the. Hey, there you go.
Oh shit, he went. That's just that look kind of fun. Bang that out real quick.
No, hold it from the center.
The alcohol has got the beat.
Ready?
Oh!
Go.
Fuck that.
Damn.
Do it again. Oh! He fucked.
There it is.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you, I found my new second favorite beer.
What?
Michelob Ultra.
What the fuck, I think we've been on that for half a minute, nigga.
Ultra, yeah, but you know what's really good?
That's that Ultron sweat.
That Mexican beer, what's it called?
Medalla? No, that's Puerto Rico.
He's a heavy.
Oh, you're talking about
Modelo.
That's who makes this. This Modelo.
You don't like that shit?
You know this is made.
Shooter.
Hey,
shooter, holler at me.
You don't like that?
Hey, you know this is Modelo.
Modelo.
This is Modelo.
Shooter, let him know.
Yo, wasn't you and me drinking like a shit ton of hot Modelos at one time?
Yeah.
That's right.
When we had the boat.
Or no, it was
the boat, nigga.
Yo, we drank like I don't know how many hot Modelos and hot fucking Michelob.
Michelob Light.
Oh, the different flavor ones, right? That was a different flavor.
Weed every day. That's not
hanging in. Yo, if you want to get crazy, we could do a special.
Hold on. Do you understand? We still be recording.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I cut this all out.
No, we could now do. We could do a weed brand. The weed flavor of the week.
Yeah, we should open up a dispensary when that shit.
Actually, hits. Y'all motherfuckers, both y'all should do fucking the weed flavor of the week because y'all smoke.
Mm-hmm. I'm a smoke a little bit.
Listen, if you can put that in the brownie.
No, I only smoke a little bit.
I generally smoke a lot, but I haven't smoked in a little bit.
I want to get stuff where I can't walk right now.
It's not the same.
Do you understand? You know when the last time I got this nigga high was? Probably like 2-3 years ago.
Before you go,
last time I got this nigga high, he was drinking, eating a whole bunch of shit.
Before you get him high, You gotta go back to Driftwood Middle when he got arrested. They're getting fucked up.
Driftwood?
And when you go there, nah, hold on. When you go there, they'll fucking talk to the shooter, nigga.
That's he got arrested in middle school.
God damn it, this nigga's aggressive. Yo, that nigga said, yo, he saw the snake.
Entry,
he saw the snake and ran back the other way. Let's go. And I'm trying to tell you, yo, God is ugly. That nigga's out there. He's fucked up. He's as flawed as me. Yo, if ain't nobody ever tell you God is as flawed as me, that nigga, yo, then he fucked the virgin girl, right? That nigga fucked the virgin, bro. I promise you. God is
Then that nigga fucked that fucker.
I looked it around. Did you motherfuckers not see it? Goddamn, I'm trying to tell ya. Yo, Faye, talk to me, Faye. Faye, you've been quiet all night. You've been laughing at the wild shit.
You followed the same thing.
I did. I said every last bit. You followed the same shit I followed. You went to the fucking... To the mountains in Montana, nigga. Talk to me. Yo, her body? Yo, this is... Yo, you gotta record.
All I'm saying is, well, you're recording right
now. Let's go.
All I'm saying is...
still recording, right?
All I'm saying is that right. I believe in her.
You believe
in who?
In God.
Oh.
Her?
It's a vagina.
It's a mommy.
That's what I'm saying.
That's all I'm saying.
Yo, enlighten. No, everything. You gotta like.
To me, God is male, female.
I'm not. Okay. Hermaphrodite?
Tell him. Nah. That's too much fun. If God was a hermaphrodite, he'd fuck himself and fuck another bitch. God ain't doing that. Tell him the notes that the devil listens to and all that shit. Tell him about that, Faye.
Let me guess, you gotta hear that. The devil listens to heavy metal?
The devil listens
to certain tones and music. Come on, babe, don't front. I got the picture to prove it. Nigga, you can't get away from that.
I would too.
Fuck out of here.
Let's go.
He went to Montana.
But I thought God created everything, including the ball.
Hold on.
I went to
a place. No, shut the fuck up. Okay, so, on my like 21st birthday, I'm trying to tell you, I'm fucking fast. On my 21st birthday, my man, he went through some things, and he left, and he came back. My birthday's in August, his birthday's in like March.
What kind of things? Like, did he go through a gay phase?
He went through a man breakup. He broke up.
Them things.
Right? The man broke him up in a relationship.
Bang.
I'm lying. Listen. He came to me on my 21st birthday. Nigga, I promise you, the next time we in a car together, I'm busting nuts in your jeans. Well, hold that thought.
It's good. It's all good.
You right.
What fucking thing are you done made in the car? That's my fucking word, my nigga.
So, listen, my man Faye said, yo, Schiff, I've been to the mountains.
He said, listen, I've been to the mountains.
I said, well, what you mean by that, girl? He said, I've been to the mountains. And the devil hears certain he hears certain notes.
Hold on, let me cut you off. Is this when you sold all your fucking and gave away all your fucking hip hop?
Yeah, I gave away all my shit.
Esa música satánica.
Yo, right. He came back.
Because it's a secular.
The only reason I say that is because my mom tried to pull the shenanigans on me.
With the secular music
shit. She goes to church. Oh, really? Full-blooded Christian.
Yeah. Oh, but 8:26.
Monday.
Niggas, they try to push me up. They say, yo, kicks. Yo, fall back. And I said, well, I don't want to. And the shooter looked at me. He said, yo, like, go back. And I said, I don't want to. And I said, all right, well, I'm just going to kneel.
Missing the story. And I'm looking at Mario. Mario's looking at me like, nigga. I'm on my back on the floor.
Yo, he was. He wanted me to go like this. And he wanted me to go there, and I was like, but I don't want to. Like, I don't understand why.
Just let me sit down. Let me pull my drawers up and sit.
Okay, so I'm going to take it back a little further. My man Faye Uno, he had a breakup and loosen some things up.
You went too far back.
It put things in perspective. Okay, man broke up with a bitch, and it put things in perspective. And he needed to find himself. So he said, I'm going to Montana, I'm going to join a cult, and I'm going to come back, and I'm going to get my swag right.
All right.
Ain't happen?
So listen, we fast
that
forward.
That ain't
happen? We fast forward in life.
Let's go, Kenny.
You sold all your hip-hop albums.
I sold all my hip-hop shit.
And what happened after that?
I sold all my hip-hop gear.
Okay.
Everything, bro.
Goddamn, every Puma he ever had.
Everything, man. I got rid of
that
everything.
That shit was ghost. But why did that happen? He came to me on my 21st birthday. He said, yo, Schiff, I'm back. I came back from the mountain. I didn't hear what the devil was saying. And I was like, all right, well, let's fucking go out and get smashed out. Remember that? We did fucking got on with nothing. My man said the devil hears certain, he hears certain sounds, God hears certain notes. Right?
That's why you gotta listen to classical music.
That's why you have to hear classical music. So I'm not one to judge.
I'm not one to judge.
I was like, I've never, listen, for the record, I've never judged Fate Uno
never.
Or for anything
never.
He ever said to me.
Yeah.
Never in my fucking life. True or lie? Never. Yo, I always accepted what my man said. And I said, listen, we got a way around that. Don't fucking worry about it. Don't worry, we Spanish, nigga. We Spanish, so don't worry about it. Man came to me my 21st birthday. He said, yo, this is what I'm on. This is what I can do. What can I get to? Don't fucking worry about it. Let's go get fucking drunk. I don't think we heard no music. It was a lot of foam. It was like foam past my forehead. I was worried. I was like, oh my God, I don't know what
to do. Were you at a Puma party? We went to a foam party.
Yo, we was playing
Puma party.
Someone put me on all day like, hey. Whole party.
Buckets flowing with fucking Puma.
Listen, I held my man down real quick. He said, damn, I can't believe we made it through the fucking, whatchamacallit. Damn, the Matrix, the blue pill, the red pill. One of them fucking pills.
I took both.
Yo, I took both of them. But see what it was is that man was trying to find his journey. And I all I could do was respect him. He was like, yo, I'm coming to you, my friend. Yo, this is what I'm hitting you with. And I was like, fuck my life. All right, well, let's go. Let's go get it. Let's go get it. That's what we do.
Yo, but nah, he never judged me. You never judged me. I mean, you just
shut
me out.
Goddamn right.
He let you do your own.
I let everybody live.
Yeah. He let you do your own wandering. And you know what kills me is like, cause my mom's like, don't listen to this type of music. Don't wear these clothes because of this type of thing.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen the devil?
No, man.
What does he look like?
I've seen him.
Vicky Valancourt.
If you had to draw the devil, what does he look like?
That nigga.
Horns.
He brown? Nah, he's
Vicky
not.
Vicky Valancourt's the devil.
He brown?
Alright.
He like just
but
said,
but in reality, the devil was an angel.
You right.
And he was the most handsome motherfucker of the bunch.
Exactly.
That's
you.
What I do.
That's what I'm saying.
That's
everybody's
what I
got it confused. I'm not saying.
You're the devil.
I'm not saying no one's wrong or right.
Mm-hmm.
I've read books. I've heard that he was a handsome motherfucker of the bunch.
Mm-hmm.
And he used it to his advantage. So he got kicked out of the club. And he's
the club, though.
So when people go.
Imagine if he had Twitter back then.
Mm-hmm. No, I got a fucking, I got an Anthrax shirt on. I got a fucking heavy metal shirt on.
Right.
And I go to church and they're like, oh my God, that's fucking Antichrist. It's a fucking a pentagon with the fucking. Alright, so you're telling me I'm wearing a double shirt. When the fuck did you have a meeting with the devil and said, this is the fucking emblem that we're rocking now?
Yeah.
Like,
I'm fucking guys, man.
How do you know?
And you're supposed to, you're a sinner, you go in there, you're supposed to be in there too.
Like, the movie with it was like a fairy tale movie where the guy goes and he saves the fucking unicorn out of the fucking mud.
Falcor!
That movie.
It's the end of Neverending Story.
Yes.
My God.
Yo, and at the end, the fucking nigga comes out with the horn.
Ooh. Tiger! Yo, fuck that up.
No. I saw that. You, oh,
that's a new one. It's not Gully. Yo, okay, hold on. Put it on pause. Yo, this is, so we say, niggas from New York say Gully. Everybody else says guy. What are we saying? Shooter?
I'm going to say guile.
Yeah, say guile?
Guile.
I'm going to say gully. We gully all the way. Play that fucking
nigga,
video.
How's that gully when the fucking eyes
are
before the
Because I'm gully. Because Hoyuka.
Hoyuka, nigga.
Hey, you heard? That's gully.
Oh, they're in the plane?
No, they're in church.
Oh, I popped to that. I seen that.
Hey,
yeah.
Look, that's Chung Lee. Just got
that nigga, the priest.
That's
nigga.
My aunt. That's my aunt right there. They are. What's good? They are. Balanga.
I can never use that nigga. Fuck, but yo, when that nigga, him and Vangie for Gensu?
Yo, I love Blanca, nigga.
Yo, Blanca with the
I'll be just standing for like,
and then after that, when you block it, I shoot.
Well, nigga, I work it with fucking. With
and I love him! Cool.
That's what you were supposed to do.
Put that on pause real quick.
That's Benny Hinn, nigga.
Hold on.
That's Benny Hinn,
hold
nigga.
Hold on, I need a bit for this.
That's Benny Hinn, nigga. On. Yo, that nigga's a crook.
Don't
nigga.
Do it yet. Don't do it. We got a bit coming my way. Okay. That nigga,
Yo, for the record, I did go to different religions.
You got the
to practice them. I went full out.
It helps you. It helps you grow.
I think it helped me realize that, you know, that it helped me understand that everywhere you go, we're all humans.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that we all have needs.
Is that okay? So.
And that the same needs that we have, it don't matter. No, that's one of the needs.
That's one of the
I'm gonna ask him the fucked up shit.
But one of the needs, but what I learned in my journey of going through all the different religions is that at the end of the day, we're all human, we all have needs, and we're all gonna seek to find ways to meet those needs.
And we're gonna trip and fall on the way there.
And we're all gonna meet those needs following different rules. So what I learned is that, you know what I mean? Like, we have needs. And those needs control us.
Oh.
They control what we do. They control how we act. So what I want to say, I want to finish this thought, is that no matter what religion you practice, you still have these basic needs.
Oh, okay.
And it doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
Talk to me, dogs.
It doesn't matter. You are still going to go about meeting your needs. Your needs will control what you do, your actions, because they're needs. And they're universal. That's the other thing. These needs are universal.
Oh.
The need to feel connected with someone, that's a universal need. The need to feel significant, that's a universal need. The need to feel certainty. That's a universal need. You need to feel security. You need to feel certainty. That's a universal need. So no matter what religion you practice.
At the end of the day, it's all the same.
At the end of the day, you're going to look for meeting those needs. Now, everybody meets those needs different.
Okay.
Different ways. You know what I mean? Some people meet the need, you know, they drink. They get together, they drink. That makes them feel whatever they make them feel. Whatever you're looking for.
My nigga, get a hookah, look.
Hell yeah.
Oye. We gotta fix it. And unfortunately, we gotta fucking touch it.
Hey, you right? And that is it. Go ahead, keep going.
Boy, look.
Switch on the outside.
No, look. I'm gonna throw it, nigga. We fighting, nigga. Yeah. I did that run, nigga, and I was heated too, nigga. Fuck you, nigga.
Hey, shoot it.
No, take us out.
Yo, listen, ladies and gentlemen, I wanna thank you for joining us. This has been the Gentleman's Club. We broke a little bit of everything. I hope to God we made you think. If we didn't, then please think about what's going on in your world,
don't
in your
visit
society.
Listen to the website.
Listen, visit the website. Fayuno, what's the website?
Yo, the website is...
Where we at?
GentsClubPodcast.com.
Weather.
What up, son? I heard they got you on the run for a body. Now it's time to stash the guns. They probably got the phones tapped, so I won't speak long. Give me a hot second, and I'ma put you on. It's all messed up, somebody snitching on the crew. And word is on the street, cause they got pictures of you. Homicide came to the crib last night, 6 deep. Asking all your whereabouts and where you sleep. They said they just wanna question you. For me and you know, then once they catch you, all they do is just arrest you, then arraign you, hang you. I don't think so. It's a good thing you bounce, but now just stay low. Once in our blue, I check to see how you're doing. I know you need loot, so I send it to Western Union. They probably knock down the door in the middle of the night, sometimes around 4, hoping to find who they looking for, but they won't succeed. All they gonna find is mad empty bags of weed. But worse, son, you got the project hotter than hell. Harder for brothers to get they dug on, but oh well, son, they know too much. Even the hood rat chicks, oh, you heard who did what in the wild.